All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this podcast, Wolf Talk podcast, episode 29, live from the farm. I have Simba and Mark with me. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
It's absolutely pouring down. So if we disappear, it's because we will have an electric power break. That's how it is on the countryside outside of Chiang Mai, Thailand. Well, today we are deep diving into our own personal journeys, our self-healing journeys, and to share a little bit more about what we have been going through ourselves to get to the point where we are and how the different modalities that we use have worked for ourselves and how they are being used here at the farm and in our online services. So, yeah, we feel like it's time to share a little bit more about ourselves and the paths that we've been through and how we have chosen to work with the things that we do and what it has meant to us. So I will start with you, Mark.
Sure.
What would you say is the most, because you came into our world as from outside and in, you started as a client with us more than 3 years ago, it must be now.
Yeah, it seems about that long ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been an unexpected journey, that's for sure. You know, if you would have asked me 3 years ago or more, do you see yourself in the future as someone who works in the healing and wellness space, helping other people and guiding them? I would have looked at you like that you were crazy, but here I am. And so I think that some of the most wonderful gifts that I've ever encountered in life have been those kind of serendipitous things where you never would have expected it, but it happened, and it's amazing. You know, it's just like life-changing events. So, I guess when I first started working with you guys, I was working through some difficult things, processing some, years of neglect and abuse on my body and my mental well-being wasn't in a great place. And without going into all of the details, which could be in its own episode, but I had just ended an 8-year relationship with a divorce. And so I think, any person would experience some difficulty in that situation. So I came to you guys and immediately you taught me how to use my body as the vehicle to heal. And we started doing EFT and TRE. And I just remember feeling so empowered by that approach, because previously I had tried other modalities such as just talk therapy and rehabs and clinics and those kind of things, and they didn't really ever seem to work, or they only worked temporarily just to kind of relieve me for the day, but didn't give me lasting results. So the body-based modalities that you guys have taught me and that I now use for myself and teach others has been such a transformative thing that it's pretty much changed the trajectory of my life, changed the way that I look at the world, the way that I see myself, and what I plan to do with the rest of my life. So that's how impactful it's been for me. That's kind of like there's a lot of different areas we could go into from that little opener, but let's just go from there.
Yeah, because when you came to us quite early, you said like, wow, I feel such a strong connection. And I said, I remember you guys, you said, because when you said now that I didn't understand what a trajectory this would, like where it would take me. But I knew when you said, you guys are like family to me. And I said, okay, this is going to be something different. With this guy, it's going to be something different. But we never pushed you or anything. But when we decided to move to the farm, or you said, "Okay, that's it. I'm coming. I'm not staying in the city. I'm coming."
Yeah, yeah.
And then so we moved in October 1st, and you came October 2nd.
Yeah.
And then you've been here since then, and you're now a practicing teacher or healer, and having amazing results with the clients. And it's been an extraordinary transformation to witness, and I mean, still ongoing. It's very, very cool to watch. So it's cool with an outside perspective.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful journey. And the other thing is that, you know, if we were to kind of look deeper into my past and see that, you know, there are a lot of people like me around the world who have struggled through difficult things like divorces and addiction, and been through tough situations in their life, that they would see that it's not that difficult to heal from those things. Years of abuse and neglect and poor eating habits and stress and trauma, you can heal from those things in a relatively short amount of time with some self-healing modalities.
So what would you say that it takes? Because you say it's fairly easy. Because I know that there's some people that say, like, I don't agree with it being easy. What is it that you feel that makes it easy?
I think the surrender. I got to the place where nothing that I was doing was working. And if I continued to do the things that I was doing, I would end up in the grave. Yeah. And when you get to that place, there are no other doors to open. There are no other places to look. There are no other places to hide. And you just hand it all over and say, I'm done. And I'm open for whatever. I'm open for any kind of, you know, healing modality. And I have a belief in that surrender to experience that. So it's a tight place to be in, but it's such an opening and freeing place.
I mean, yeah, that's what happened with me. And do you want to share a little bit, Simba? What made you take this leap of faith and change your whole life's journey?
Definitely. I always looked at myself as a seeker. I was looking for something different than what I was offered, really, from an early age. You know, like, I wouldn't call it skeptical. It's more, I don't really align with this that's being told to me, you know, my narrative. My mom told me the other day, I was talking to her, and she said, you were late for the first day in school. And the teacher said, you are late. And I said, you should be glad that I'm here, right? So I did have some attitude to work with, right? And some humbleness to work through from an early age. But I got into martial arts from an early age. My father is a martial arts trainer, and kind of that physical and spiritual aspect and how they intertwine, right? The mind, body, spirit connection. But it was mostly through the physical aspect part and the competitive parts of martial arts. But I always wanted to do something differently, right? I always wanted to explore what are my body's possibilities, you know. From an early age, I knew I wanted to work with people and make other people feel good, because it was something that came natural to me. I remember, I think I was 10, and I was just like normal conversation asking adults how you're doing. And they start telling me about their divorces and, oh, and I don't have a lot of money right now. And I remember this still as a 10-year-old. I was like, wow, this adult is telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't really know what to do with it. But naturally, I was just saying, oh, I'm sorry for you. And just these things happened to me from an early age. So I was like, okay, well, and I just liked it. You know, it just came natural to me. I liked listening and offering advice if I could, but mostly just letting people know that they're seen and heard and get another perspective. And I've had a lot of teachers that done the same for me, martial arts teachers, school teachers. They really went out of their way to make me feel seen and heard, and that there is another trajectory than what everyone else does, right? I had a lot of teachers like that growing up, because I didn't really like school, as you can hear from the beginning of my story. And I have friends, but I didn't like it. I didn't feel like it was for me in that sense. but I had people that made an effort to make me feel like I was part of something in my own way, on my own terms, but I needed to respect the others, of course, but they went out of their ways to help me. And I was like, wow, you know, I could do that. I really like that. That's something that I couldn't do. So I found myself doing that as a martial arts instructor, and later became a personal trainer, massage therapist, and life coach. And, you know, people will come to me with body pains and aches, and I felt I could help them to a certain degree, but there was something missing. And that's when I took the next training and the next course. And at the same time as I was doing it, I was also working on myself, right? So I would say my own personal journey of wanting to feel better through nutrition, mental health, physically, is something that allowed me to train a lot and to take a lot of trainings on how to become a professional. And then people have always been asking me, inquiring me about different topics when it comes to health, mental health, or physical pains or challenges. So part has been my own journey, but a large part of it has also been I get a lot of inquiries, right? People have asked me from early age, and I was like, wow, okay, I need to know this. Let's study, let's read this. And that kind of just prompted me to seek, just looking for something that I can provide and help others and also for myself.
So what made you leave your old life behind and come to Chiang Mai, Thailand?
Saturation, I would say. There's nothing wrong with Sweden. It's a beautiful country, and I'm super grateful for everything that it's given me and still gives me, and us and all the people there. They're wonderful. I felt saturation, you know. It's still, I could tell what I would be doing 10 years on this day, you know. It was like, it was nothing really happening to me. It was just more of the same. It wasn't bad. It was just very, very predetermined and a very obvious trajectory. Whereas going to Chiang Mai and that whole journey was like, logically doesn't really make sense with everything I have going on here, but something is pulling me here, right? Something is calling me. Something is pulling me to go here, and I can't really see it. It kind of makes me afraid. But I feel it's my path forward, right? There is something new.
Yeah.
So I think that curiosity and that magnetic pull of wanting to be here, I kind of felt invited to come to this place, is what brought me to Chiang Mai.
So it wasn't me? Is that what you're saying?
You were one of the big pullers, right?
Well,
you were one of the people that pulled me the most.
Displaced memories, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I came here and then you came.
Yeah, definitely. You started to share about your journey on Instagram, and I remembered at that time in life I was also looking for something different than in my environment. And then we started writing more than you, but then got to know each other, and you came to Sweden, and then you went back to Chiang Mai, and I came and visited you. And yeah, I just fell in love with the place and the whole setup and everything. And it just, yeah, it's just, everything was just pulling me to come to Chiang Mai and to do something differently. And you were also telling me as well, you know, you already know what you're going to get over there. Why don't you just try something new instead? Why don't you go out of your comfort zone and do something differently, because there's so many possibilities to create a different life here than there is in Sweden.
So in hindsight, what would we say is the common denominator of leaving the old life behind and trying something new and like finding a new way of living and a new way of being? What would we say is the biggest things that we did? What would you say, Mark? What do you see now in hindsight? And you know our stories as well.
Yeah. And now that I've heard a few different versions, we'll have to do another episode on the saga of how Sarah and Simba met and came together. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, you can interview us.
Yeah, maybe. But as Simba was telling his story, he said something about having this this spark of curiosity. And I found that to be true about myself. And so even though earlier in my life, my spark of curiosity led me towards the opposite roads, there was still the spark of curiosity there. And so now that spark of curiosity carries me towards healing. Yeah. So I think that is at least one common thread. But we can't get away from this episode without you, Sarah, telling us about your transformation. So before we get any further, let's hear a little bit about, you know, some glimpse into your personal transformation.
Okay, so for me, it was not curiosity that took me here or that took me down the dark path that I started embarking on in my late teens. Life. Yeah, in my life. No, I chose a road, I think because I didn't know anything. I felt extremely out of sync with the world, I think. Looking back, I just didn't fit in. I didn't feel well. I didn't feel good in myself in any... I think I felt how weird it was or how weird it is in the social construct, and that I desperately was looking for connection and something soothing for my nervous system. And the only thing that I found available was alcohol and drugs. And that didn't take me to a good place at all. So I had a very, very unhealthy lifestyle with many choices that I did. But I mean, still, it took me here. So I used to spend many years regretting and putting myself down because of the choices that I made. But on this journey, I realized that it was a gift. So I changed my trajectory of life and went into to corporate world and changed my addiction from alcohol and drugs to stress since then. But what I did have was a fantastic relationship at that time. So that is actually what took me through that part of my life, because I don't think that it would have been very good otherwise. So I have a lot of gratitude for that. I would say that that's something that really started to heal my nervous system, was that very, very healthy relationship that I had for 8 years. But then that ended and I lost my job almost at the same time. And then, I just took it and ran. This opportunity is like the stars were aligned. And I just said, this is my time to get out of here. I have to, because it's same as Simba said, I knew exactly what my life would have been. And my body is like my physical, my emotional and my spiritual was just exploding over there. And my health was very much going down. My emotional, I didn't even have an emotional range. I didn't know what emotions was. I didn't know how to deal with my stress. I collapsed at work from severe stress. And I mean, it's just, I didn't know how to deal with it. And everything I got was just medications and more medications. Yeah. So my whole body was just like, it was not curiosity that took me here. It was pure survival. I knew that I couldn't find anything that was good for me. I have to find another way. I have to find another way. So yeah, I took a trip to Chiang Mai for 3 months. And then, I came back to Sweden. I spent a year in total just healing myself before we started the Living with the Spirit. So I spent a year like in the jungle with a shaman healing myself and choosing a different trajectory of life. And then Simba came along and we decided to spend all of our time and all of our resources and all of our devotion to healing ourselves and to help others heal the same way. So on that path, we have ran into multiple. So Chiang Mai is a healing Mecca. It's a very, very strong frequency, a strong healing frequency here. And there's all kinds of any kind of healing modality that exists you have in and around Chiang Mai. So we tried, proved and tried everything, I think, and all the things that had a substantial life-changing effect on ourselves, we decided to become teachers in. So we have a lot of different modalities under the belt. But personally, I started with the detox journey because I needed to come off the medications and I needed to heal my thyroid. I had severe hypothyroid and my kidneys weren't doing well and my adrenals were just burnt. So my journey started with just jumping off the train into the jungle of Chiang Mai and started detoxing. So slowly I healed all my physical issues, and because I had no energy, I was just flat. And that came back pretty quickly. So that's how I started my journey. And then we have progressed. And then we've decided to just create a healing bubble, a healing lifestyle, a safe haven for a few selected people. We only have 4 spots to come and do a deep, deep dive to see, okay, what is holding them back from living their authentic selves. So yeah, that's the short version of my story. But I would like to ask, what has this given you? Like when we say like there's a few selected people that can come and do the same deep dive healing here with us that we do. When we say like you can look at like to really be mirrored and see who you truly are beyond, you know, the pains or the issues or the programming or the traumas or, you know, the behaviors and the self-sabotage or, you know, whatever it is that we're doing that is keeping ourselves from living the life that we truly know inside that we can. What would you say about that? What is it that you learned about yourself, Mark, that you didn't know before in your previous life, so to speak?
Well, I mean, I think that through the process and the healing that we've done together, I've found a new sense of purpose in my life, a new courage to try new things and to explore new areas of my life, and a new sense of care for myself. You know, I formerly treated myself pretty poorly and I would talk to myself poorly and give myself poor nutrition and wasn't very kind to myself. And there were layers of grief and sadness and doubt and disbelief about myself, and overcoming those challenges has just kind of like opened my body up, opened up my emotions, my ability to feel, my ability to understand and feel others and relate to other people and to hold space for others and to create security and safety for myself and for other people around me. And those are things that are, you know, more experiential. You know, there's one thing to talk about those things. There's another one to just truly emanate that. And I feel that I have those things. They're no one can take them from me ever again. They're truly integrated into the fabric of my being. And it's not just something that I talk about or write about, but I embody those things and I have become those things. Yeah. So I think that is a major significant impact in my life.
Yeah. I love what you say when there is the integration that it's like no one can ever take it away from you. I feel that too. It's like the knowing that I have now, the self-confidence and how to treat my body and how to treat myself and how to heal my body I mean, no one can ever take that away from me ever again. And it's like an impact that it has on my soul that, that it's that, that for me is the new way of being. It's like knowing what is good for me. What do I want to do? Taking all these grounded full body yes decisions or full body no decisions. It's like that my truth is coming to me so strong, so easily. And I can just feel in my body because my body tells me what is right for me and what is not. And we all, the three of us have chosen to embark on a journey together in this life. No, to really explore, to see like, what can we do with this? Like, how far can we take this? And like, not in terms of any extremes, it's more like, how far can we take this in terms of releasing, you know, anything that is unwanted, and that we don't feel is aligned with ourselves anymore. What do you feel, Simba?
Yeah, because our journey started quite similar. You spent a year in the jungle, and I spent a month visiting the place you were staying at in the jungle, and then I came and stayed there for 2-3 months, 2.5, something like that. And I think that's really the beginning of what you said, your vision, right? You had the vision with the center. I had a vision of helping people and gathering. I didn't really know how it would look like, but that it would be some kind of center. That's something that's been with me for years. And then just like Mark said, I've had an experience of that, right? Like, wow, you know, this is what I was looking for that I didn't know I was looking for. And it feels really good. And people come in and they're equal minded and they want to work together to feel better themselves, but also to spread this way of living, of being kind of this community way of being and living into the world at large. And just got, you know, very, very strong experience from that. Wow, that's so powerful. You know, then anything is possible when you're in that community. Anything is possible alone as well. It's just different. It's just different. Maybe it takes longer. Your spirit can break on the way because it's a lot of resistance. But here there was no resistance. It was just cohesion. We were just working together. And that created a space that I felt really safe, like really safe. And it's not that I was living in an unsafe space, but being in a safe space and feeling space is not the same thing. And once you have the experience of feeling safe, that's what Mark said, in my eyes anyways, no one can take that away from you. Once you have that feeling, you have a baseline that you can come back to. So for me to create a place where people can come and experience that, that might be the first time in life that it was for us. And you actually feel safe and you're like, wow, I can share this thing that I'm really afraid of sharing with someone. And they won't judge me, they won't scream at me, and I'm able to heal from it because of that, you know, that I can forgive myself for that. I start blaming, shaming myself or guilting for what I've done in the past. There's an opportunity to grow from it. And I think that's quite unique. And that is really what I felt coming to Chiang Mai and coming to living in a place like we have created now, that it's very powerful. And we say we only have 4 spots. We could have had more, but we actually choose to have 4 spots to make it really intimate for people really to feel that. So it's not wrong to have large groups, but to go really deep, there is always a certain number of people where you start to disappear out into the periphery, right? But when you're there, like 4, 6, you still feel the group. But it's your journey, right? You're really in the journey and you've seen, you heard, and you feel you matter. So I think that's kind of what we came up with the number and really felt, okay, this is a good number that people will still have a very unique experience like we had, because the retreats we went to, I mean, it wasn't large, much larger than that, for me at least. You stayed a year, but when I was there, it was never more than 6 people, maybe 7.
No, but usually there weren't any people there at all. It was just me and her. And then we together hosted those retreats, and you participated in one of those the first time you came. But yeah, I feel the small and intimate. I mean, it's like a family style, you know, and it's about allowing people to be fully seen and to be not judged and to be loved and held through them exploring what is it that is holding me back from whatever it is that is, yeah, the life that I know that I could live. And that's what I felt. I felt like this isn't it. It's like I knew it, but I didn't know what was for me. I just knew that what I had wasn't it. And when the relationship didn't continue, then I had no reason to stay. You know, it was my soul and my heart just said, we have to go and explore something else. And there was only one place that I wanted to go. So I just, you know, within a week, I took off. And then I stayed. Chose a new way of life.
Yeah.
And I really love what you're saying about the community feeling and the allowing the safeness and to, because I had to heal a lot for myself, and the two of you being here holding space for me while I've been doing that, it's been a massive experience for me. So yeah, it's I'm very grateful for that. So super powerful.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about how I said it feels like family, and I feel that that's even stronger now. Mm. And so, you know, when participants come here and those four slots that we have open for people, it's also kind of like we're welcoming them into participating in our family, because that's how close we are. And this is our life. This is how we live. And so when people come, they get to experience how we live. And you know, do the things that we do and heal the way that we heal. And we invite and welcome people into that safe container. And I think that's very unique.
Yeah. And just to give people a little bit of background. So you decided to move in here with us. And then you are now living with the owner of the land, the original mama of the land, Bhuti.
Yes.
So we have two. So it's me and Simba at one end, and then it's you and Bhuti at the other end. And yeah. Then you came here as a client, going extremely deep in the journey, staying for, you know, you didn't have an end date. You just said, I'm doing this for as long as it takes. And then you decided to stay, and you said, I want to live like this. I want to be part of this, and I want to learn what it is that you're teaching. And then you started to study with us. You did the TRE program. It's like a 1-year program. And yeah, you're doing all kinds of different things, and you're a sound healer, and the founder of the Sword Dynamics. And yeah. I mean, it's just, and you're going super deep with me in the detox. And I mean, you're exploring all of it now. So that was your journey, you know, it's, and that's also part of what we want to do here, because we've done that with other people as well, that we want to create more healers. We want to create people who want to help us in building this new world, or this a new way of living, a new way of being. And that doesn't mean that people need to, you know, leave their lives and go to the jungle and you know, leave everything behind and stuff like that. It's not what that means, because the people that we work with, they have their own lives, and they want to help people in their own lives, and they want to heal themselves and still staying in their lives. And that's why our online program has become so powerful and such a wow, like what we can accomplish together with people who have this strong desire to live and to be closer to themselves and live close to to find their purpose and the dream, but they are not going anywhere, most of them, you know? So
right.
It's incredible how much we can help people, and people want to help other people. So when we say like creating a new world or a new earth, it's more a way of being. It's a way of treating ourselves, like treating myself, treating the other people that I come across, and helping others to also find themselves and to live. And that's what living with the spirit is. It's like live with your spirit or universe or intuition or God or whatever you call it, that it doesn't matter. It's about you living true to yourself, the life that you know that you were supposed to live.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people want to help. Once they find it, they realize, I want to help someone else find it.
Yeah.
And you are the first person that we did that with to build another healer, so to speak, or teacher or guide or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And it's been a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a journey. And I mean, I like what you said with a new way of being, because yeah, it means you will make a choice to change your life, but changing your life doesn't mean doing what we did, moving here. But it is recognizing where you're at. You know, like we can be in a state of survival and we're not even aware of it. So when we say to come back to life and choose living, I was talking about this the other day. I was in another setting and I said, okay, let's imagine for a moment that the way you're living your life, the way you're going to school, paying bills and work, let's imagine that whole setup will come up for election. Okay, this is a new system we're going to implement today. You're going to go to school, you're going to do this, your kid's going to do that and everything. Would we have voted for that? Would we have chosen to do that? So looking at it from that perspective, we jumped on a train that's already been going hundreds of miles an hour. We don't know where it started. We don't know where it's going. We just wake up on the train and we're like, okay, let's continue riding this train. And some people just go, no, I'm going to get off this train and figure out what's going on for me. And that's really what we mean, you know, making a new choice of what you want to do. You can't really stay on that train and think everything's going to change. I just polish it up and I'll feel good. Probably not. I mean, some people do feel good in the way that they're doing, but as I said, my job is really, you know, it's more of showing people there is options, right? Here is probably where you're at from what we can see and what we're working with. There's options. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to pressure you. You don't have to take this road or this road. But my job is to show you that there is another option. Yeah. What you do from there, that's your karma, your faith, your destiny. But it feels unfair not to have let people know that there is that kind of choice. Because you can walk around and think this is it. And that can be very heavy. And there's much more to life than what we probably have seen and been through, right? So it's more of a perspective, right? I made a joke the other day. It's like the Matrix movie, take the red or the blue pill, right? But it's really like that. You know, what choice do you want to do? You want to continue the way that you are, or you want to explore something new? And I did that journey myself, and we all three did it. So we're speaking from experience, not a theory as well. So that's really about showing the way, you know, you can take different roads in your life and it will look different for you and it will change the way that you perceive everything. And that's the spiritual awakening, that you do something very differently. You let go of old belief systems.
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that you explore who you are beyond fear, beyond doubt, beyond self-criticism, beyond pain, beyond hurt, beyond suffering. And then, yeah, you can do whatever you want with that. You know, it's just, yeah. It's not up to us to decide what you want to do with that. We just want to show you that there you can, you don't have to walk around with those things. It's not rocket science. It's not that difficult. So when you said in the beginning that it's quite easy, it is easy, but we used to say simple, but not easy. It's simple, but it might, you kind of need to have a strong will to live and curiosity maybe. Even though I turned that down in the beginning, I take that back.
Yeah. Well, it's also about your mindset too.
Yeah.
You know, in the growth mindset, sees that even though we may have made mistakes in the past, there's room for us to learn from those and to continue to grow into something new.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. I mean, there is no, and I think that this way of living is also for, I think that the most people that we work with, they also feel like there's something bigger calling me and I don't know what it is, but I just can't stay as I am.
Can't ignore it.
No, I can't ignore it. It's and it comes up through pain, different symptoms or different things that the body says, excuse me, but we're not going to live like this anymore.
Yeah.
And then you know.
Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. That's very true.
You can turn your blind eye to it your whole life. But once you've seen it, it's very hard to kind of like, oh, no, I didn't see anything. Let's just go back to the way it was.
Yeah, so basically
something will change.
Yeah. I mean, it's very true. And basically what we do is to guide people through that journey so it doesn't have to take as long as it did for us and you don't have to we can teach you the tricks.
Yeah.
We can show you the shortcut. So that's basically what we do, is like activating all the body's self-healing mechanisms so you can purge, you know, the self-doubt, the anything that doesn't belong inside of you, so you can have this like really strong alignment and connection with yourself, and then you're free to go and do whatever you want with that in the world. All right. I think that was it.
Feels like it. Rain is over.
The rain is over. Amazing.
Yeah, good timing.
All right. So if you feel like this is for you, this is, I'm doing this. I feel like this. I feel like there's something more to my life than what it is. And I'm willing to explore this. And again, it's not about taking the first train out of, you know, your hometown, but it's about exploring the depths of yourself and facing yourself and looking at the things that you truly don't need anymore, that is like the clouds that's blocking the sun to live connected with yourself. Then you can either come to the farm, to our retreats. We have 4 spots, and here you will be fully seen and you have an individual program, everything individual, and we will deep dive into the depths of you that you want to explore, and we will guide you and show you what is holding you back, because we can see that very quickly and give you the full spectrum experience. And if you rather stay in the comforts of your own home and do it and implement it, so it's two very different experiences. So the beauty of the online program is that you implement everything in your life as you live it. So you create a new way of living where you're at, which is very, very remarkable to do. So you change yourself and then you apply it on your everyday life, and we can go very, very deep with people even though we work online. So it's a very cool experience. Do you have anything to add to these two?
I mean, I would just echo what you're saying, that for people who are thinking about this, they have to kind of think about do I want to take the deep dive and come to Thailand and hang out with us personally and do that experience? And, it's intense and definitely worthwhile. But, also those people who want the same experience, but in the comfort of their own home, at their own pace, without having to disrupt their life too much or go on a long flight and all this kind of stuff. So those options are for both people. I think we probably have some people who like to do a little bit of both. So it's a good option for people to have.
Yeah. I really like the two options that we have. What do you say, Simba?
Yeah. And one does not exclude the other, just like Mark said. And it's just a different journey, right? Like if you're just starting out on the journey, then maybe you start online, right? Because you're in a container for a longer period of time. And then like, oh, wow, now I want to take the plunge, right? Now I got my feet wet and I got a little bit more curiosity. I want to go a little bit deeper. Yeah, that might be the perfect time to come and do a retreat and really deep dive and get a boost into your own personal development. And then from there, who knows where your path will go. But yeah, one does not exclude the other. And I've seen amazing results in both, right? In both of them. And it's just fun, you know? And that's, I guess that's the gift of starting to working online the last couple of years has given, that people can really have a strong experience online as well.
Yeah. I'm really grateful for the programs that we have. And if you want a little bit more guidance, you can always reach out and set up a consultation with us, and we can see what the best option is for you based on your situation and your circumstances and your resources and abilities and all of that. And there's never any strings attached to these calls, because we work with people who want to be the conscious leaders of, you know, the new way of being and want to explore the depths of themselves. So of course you have to chat with us and see if it's a good fit. It might not be. I mean, some people just know. They just like, I'm coming, this is it, shuff. And then a week later they are here, you know. But it can also be a decision that you might want to discuss with us, and that's completely, there's no strings attached. So don't be a stranger if you have questions or you want to reach out. We are super happy to help and guide you to your choices. And you can read more about us at livingwiththespirit.com. You can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, like our page on LinkedIn. And just enjoy the transformation. And we will share a little bit more about our own personal stuff that we're doing. So happy to have you on board. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Friday and Thanksgiving, I was about to say. I was supposed to say weekend. Yeah. Enough of that.
Thank you for giving.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for giving. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.